Oh, I saw that.
Is the drum kit from the film clip from Lovers in the Air with John Paul Young. It is the
fuck
drum
me.
Kit. And then you saw the lineup of guitars, which I took mainly for Fishies.
Yes, thank you for that.
A lot of, and he said he's happy to explain. The wife chimed in and said we were on our way to the just about out the door to the airport, and she goes, "There's a story to every guitar."
I knew there would be.
So we decided to do that later because I might miss my flight. But as it is, I was bang on time to the airport, and thanks very much to Mary and Ian for a lovely lunch today in the suburbs of Bris Vegas.
Ah, beautiful downtown Bris Vegas.
All right, I am sitting back at home, and isn't technology
isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? Even if you did have to fly Virgin.
Three airlines in 4 days.
Righto, we're just ringing Grace's Perfect.
Hello.
Hello, is that Grace's Perfect Blend?
It is, yes.
Hello, it's Scott O'Bazza, The Fish, AP from NetFM in Sydney, Australia. How are you going?
Not so bad, yourself.
We're fabulously well. We've just spent the last 15 minutes discussing fried chicken because we're all obsessed by fried chicken. And I remembered somewhere along the way that your blend is the original, for want of a better term, and I'm not denigrating anyone here, but the original KFC recipe because Pat Grace's, or his great-grandfather or something, was a very good friend of the Colonel, and that's how it came about, and that's why you've got the fabulous Grace's Perfect Blend breading for fried chicken. Is that correct?
Okay. Pat Grace was my dad.
Okay.
So my name is Carl Grace.
Hello, Carl. I'm Scott.
Hey, Carl.
Hello, good day, mate.
Sorry, what's your name again? And who is this, live on air?
Yes, we are live on air. I forgot to mention that bit. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm Scott.
Right. Scott, how you doing, Scott?
Oh, fabulously well.
So you've been talking about fried chicken for the last while, and this is a talk show, is that correct?
Well, no, it's a music show, but we just forgot to play music because we were obsessed by fried chicken.
I'd like to hear that you're obsessed by fried chicken. And whereabouts in Australia are you?
We're in Sydney.
All right, okay. So the situation is my dad, Pat Grace, was Irish.
Yes.
Born in North Tipperary, just about half an hour from Limerick City. Moved to Canada in the late 1950s and worked numerous jobs over the years. And then got into a sales rep job working for a food company and got to know about Kentucky Fried Chicken. Met Colonel Sanders one day, loved his food, said hello to him, and then tried to get a franchise for Ireland, which he subsequently opened in 1970. If you go and have a look at our YouTube channel, Grace's Perfect Blend, I've done a few videos of the last, since there's starting in November up until March. There's four or five videos there telling my dad's story and how we got to about having the recipe with Colonel Sanders.
We shall look at that.
We have a recipe that...
That's better!
We found after my dad died. That's how it is.
And it's a good recipe, I believe.
It's fantastic. And you can actually buy it in Australia now.
I just looked at your website because I had it. I bookmarked it months and months and months ago. And I thought, I've got to get round. And in fact, AP and I were only talking about this about 2 years ago, and we were going to get some, but it was just horrifically expensive. And at that stage, Australia wasn't on the map, so to speak.
AP is a KFC aficionado.
He's the expert on KFC.
I'm down in Melbourne, Carl. So I'm the Melbourne studio of NetFM, and I've got the track. I've got the KFC tracksuit. And the I wear the bucket on my head.
He does wear a bucket on his head.
And the Elvis sunglasses.
Okay.
It's not a pretty sight, to be honest.
The AP character on NetFM is all about KFC.
And we suggested a few minutes ago that if we can get a hold of your recipe, we can then get AP to do an appraisal of it and tell us what he thinks.
So we're going to order some in a few minutes. We're going to go online and order some, and you'll be very kindly shipped out to us.
If you go to the Irish Butcher /A, I can't think of the link straight offhand, but the Irish Butcher in Sydney.
Oh.
And the guy's name is Shea Stanley, and he's a really good guy, and he's our distributor for Australia.
Oh, fantastic. So, even better. We don't have to have it shipped over from Ireland. That's a bargain. That saved us a fortune.
Yeah, and we're working on plans for trying to make the product cheaper for Australia.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Well, there's a lot of Irish people here. They probably need it.
Is he in St. Ives?
If you take a look at our the YouTube channel, there's lots of information there. The videos that I've done, there's some cooking videos, but there's also a couple of other videos where I'm talking about the history of our company and the history of my dad and how we came about getting the recipe. So when Dad, after going back to 1970, my dad opened his first Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant in Dublin, and it was actually not too far from where Shay Stanley grew up.
Oh.
And then my dad had several more shops in Dublin, Limerick and Cork in the 70s and 80s. He became very friendly with the Colonel Sanders. I mean, I was, myself and my sister are fortunate enough to have met Colonel Sanders.
Wow.
I have photos there. Yeah, 100%.
That's him. That's, I mean, AP is just excited by this.
What was he like?
I was very young, so I'll be 50 later on this year. So when Colonel Sanders died, I just turned 6.
Okay, that's pretty
young.
He's
in Roselle.
Roselle, even better. That's not very far from me. I know where Roselle is.
Shay Stanley, the Irish butcher, is in Roselle, New South Wales.
Perfect, we've found him.
Experience the Irish butcher. 32 connections on LinkedIn. I found him on LinkedIn.
So well done. Carl, when you cook your recipe for the Grace's Perfect Blend, do you just deep fry it, or does it want to be pressure cooked?
It does. With the breading, you can either, if you're using fillets and tenders or goujons, as some people call them here in Ireland, they can be cooked shallow fried in a wok or a saucepan or a pan with just enough oil to cover the chicken.
Uh-huh.
Or you can pressure fry it or deep fat fryer. It doesn't matter. And without the bone, so a breast fillet or chicken tender without the bone should cook between 5 and 7 minutes at 175 degrees Celsius.
Ah, it's got to be 175.
Then, yeah.
Because I do my own. I've actually created my own fried chicken recipe, and it's not bad. It's in fairness. I'll try yours.
Are you looking to buy a new white suit?
No, I'm actually just trying to move. My favorite fried chicken in Australia disappeared years ago, unfortunately. And it left, offense to the Colonel, but it left his for dead, I thought. But they disappeared, so I've tried to recreate it. Do you know Gus's Fried Chicken in America at all?
I don't.
Oh, it's Gus's world famous, but it's only partially world famous, obviously.
Okay.
It's really, really good, but it's quite similar to the one that I did like, but I love fried chicken. I just love it. So I've got to get some of yours.
When fried chicken is done correctly, you can't beat it.
Oh, you cannot, can you? You just sit back and you shove it down. It's fantastic.
And salivating. Also, are you fans of the gravy?
Oh, I love the gravy. We were only just talking about KFC gravy 5 minutes ago. It's shit house.
The bastards have changed.
They've changed it here. Anymore.
So your gravy is probably good.
Oh,
our gravy, I wouldn't sell it if I wouldn't eat it. And we only launched it last September, and we're getting huge reviews from it. And we've got a couple of fast food restaurants here in Ireland. Well, I'm actually not in Ireland at the moment. I'm in Gran Canaria on holiday.
Oh, you're having a bludge.
I'm on vacation until Monday.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, I suppose you've got a bit of time off. That's fair.
So can we get gravy in Australia?
Does that come from the butcher as well?
No, he does not have it as of yet. Damn. We're working on trying to get it there as soon as. But it is a fantastic product. There's a video online that shows me making the gravy.
Okay. All right. Well,
guy's also got, make sure you get some meat patties from Shay as well, Scotto, because it's all over the internet. He's got award-winning beef patties as well.
Oh, wow. We're going to study him next.
Shay is incredible. He's a Dublin guy. He still has a Dublin accent. He's been living in Sydney since the early 1990s. He's a great guy. I met him. He was home in Ireland at Christmas. Incredible guy, does a fantastic meat products, the whole lot. So we're delighted to be in partnership with him.
I'm I'm actually going to Norway next June, but I'm going to come home via Ireland now. Is Grace's available in a restaurant in Ireland at all?
Oh yeah, loads.
Oh, so I can just basically go to any fried chicken place in Dublin.
No, not any. Oh. There's so many fried chicken. There is lots of fried chicken places in Ireland.
Is there really?
We have a couple of very good. Yeah, there is lots. There would also be restaurants, Italian restaurants that would do fish and chips and burgers, and they would do chicken as well, and
good
they would
Lord.
Use our breading as well.
Bugger me! Everyone does everything. All right. Well, yeah. That's all right. I'll take your number. When I go to Ireland, I'm going to take your number. I'm going to ring you. I'm going to get the best fried chicken, your recommendation for the best fried chicken in... Oh, no, bugger it. Give it to us now. What's the best fried chicken in Dublin? Because we've got listeners all over the world.
Best fried chicken in Dublin.
That uses your product, obviously.
There's loads of them. Oh, okay. I couldn't pick one offhand. There's a couple in Cork that are absolutely knockout. Right. And again, I don't want to be, because I don't want to be throwing shade on one customer over another.
No, fair.
You know, so it wouldn't be fair of me to name out on a national broadcasting station that this restaurant's better than the other one. It's not fair.
No, that's a valid point.
And they're all brilliant.
We shall tell our listeners in Ireland to go and check out Cork, and they can determine whose is the best fried chicken and then come back to us.
Guys, it's been lovely to talk to you.
Thank you very much. And I appreciate you talking to us while you're on holiday. Enjoy the Grand Canary Islands.
No problem. Happy to. Have you got a link that I can check out your is there a podcast
that I can
share this on our website and stuff?
We're netfm.net. netfm.net.
Okay.
And if you listen in about 11, 12, 13 hours or something, the whole show is repeated and you'll be able to hear yourself on the radio. Wouldn't that be fabulous?
I'll share it on our social channels. I'm happy to.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Guys, thanks very much for giving me the call today. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You Thank very much. Mate. Cheers. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. What a nice chap.
Very obliging.
Very obliging. Ooh, and Fishy, not Fishy, you're AP. AP, you've got all the details now.
Oh, yes, Shay Stanley, 0432168746. That's straight off Instagram, so I guess he's not caring if we put it out internationally.
I wouldn't think so. I'll look it up in a second.
The Irish Butcher. Says he's St. Mary. Actually, says he's in St. Mary's, but that's not close
just
to you.
Roselle is not close.
He sent us a text. He says, please don't give out my phone number.
All right, sorry. Okay, yeah,
0-3-2-1-6-8-7-4-6. And, either got a couple of outlets or he's moved around a bit.
Okay, well, that's fair.
Find out the vintage of these posts because that can be a bit misleading.
Well, I'm sure it's on the internet, I'm sure. We'll look at it shortly.
He has award-winning beef patties as well as...
beef patties, to be sure.
...of Grace's authentic, close as you can get, probably the authentic KFC, what do you call it?
Breading. Yeah. I don't know why they call it breading because there's no breading in it as such, but that's what they traditionally call it.
It's just shit you roll stuff in before you fry it. Yeah.
But it's very technical the way you do it. You've got to do it properly, otherwise it turns to shit on you.
I believe you.
And you've got to have the 175 degrees or 350 in the old terms. So, I'm very excited now. Now that we can get it here.
That's good.
So excited. So excited. We can either slag off Joe Biden now, or we might do it after we do a song.
Throw a song.
Yeah, I think we'll do the Joe Biden songs and then we'll come back. And I think we have to. I just think we have to discuss, unfortunately again, the American elections in November and the clusterfuck that it is until then. Sad is life. So we'll start off with a bit of... and these two songs are specifically for... Slow Walking Joe. Dreamer. Actually, this is for the American audience in general, frankly. Net FM.